longtime San Jose assistant coach and new going into his second year behind the bench with the Edmonton Oilers, and a Toronto native, Jay Woodcroft, joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andrew. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good to chat with you. I did not realize you were a graduate, a rare graduate of the University of Alabama Huntsville hockey program. I did not know they played college hockey in Alabama.
Yes. You know what? It's actually a proud program going back to the late 70s, early 80s. And what's ironic is the fact that obviously I had gone there and played there, but one of the only players to play in the NHL happens to be on our team in Edmonton. It's our starting goalie, Cam Talbot.
Hmm. So I know we're moving to the NHL's moving to Vegas. When does Alabama get a team? When does that happen?
I don't know if they're at that level yet, but I this is what I can tell you about my experience there. Was that number one, it was a fantastic university. I got a first class education. Secondly, the community of Huntsville actually very much embraces the game and gets behind the university team there. There were always good crowds and a nice building. And, you know, they're starting to produce players, and not only from the college team, but also from the community itself. There's been a few players that have gone on to, that were born and raised in Huntsville, that have gone on to play in the NHL. And I think that's a product of how well the university program entrenched itself in the community.
So you're presenting at the Team Snack Hockey Coaches Conference next weekend here in Toronto. Now you're doing a speech or a presentation inside the mind of elite athletes. Do you find yourself delving into that on a day-to-day basis? And now you have one of the most elite athletes on the planet to kind of test the theories out, don't you, in Connor McDavid?
Well, I can tell you, and I don't know if it's so much theories for me. The presentation will be geared more towards my experiences of working with some of the best players in the world, but also, you know, I had the opportunity to work every day alongside one of the best defensemen who ever played in Larry Robinson. And, you know, during my last couple of years in San Jose, I took the opportunity to ask him questions, not so much coach related or from colleague to colleague, but I wanted to learn about Larry Robinson, the player, and how he thought as a player, with the hopes of that would make me a better coach and help me to relate to the high end player. The information and feedback I received from him was unbelievable. And from that, those conversations I had with Larry, that spawned an idea to ask more Hall of Fame players about their careers and what their thoughts on the game was, what was their motivational fuel, that type of thing. And as I said, the information I got back, I know was very interesting to me, and that's kind of where the idea for the presentation came from.
You've worked alongside Tom McLellan for a long time. Edmonton was always going to be a challenge. We knew that. What is next for this organization in terms of where you guys want to take it in terms of culture, attitude, all of that?
Well, you know what? It's been a very productive off season for our team. We had a great draft. The scouts and management are very excited about the people that we brought into the organization. Free agency was, you know, we're excited about the people we brought in via free agency. We're excited about our prospects here for this upcoming season. As you mentioned, Connor is a world-class player, and that is that's exciting for the community of Edmonton. It's exciting for him to be the centerpiece of how we're building this team. You know, we're very excited about taking a step this year and improving. And last year for us was all about laying a foundation and trying to play the game the right way. We didn't finish where we wanted to finish, but I would tell you that, you know, we felt there was some good work done, and our players know exactly what we're trying to do. And this year we're looking to, with a couple new pieces, to take a little bit of a step.
Oilers assistant coach Jay Woodcroft, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show. So, I mean, I don't know how much you listen to fans or you read what they write, but of course, this was always going to be a controversial Taylor Hall trade. Now, you got the right-handed D that you covet, but you give up a pretty big superstar to get it. Do you understand why some fans are slow to come around on this? And how much easier does it make your job having that right-handed defenseman that you guys have coveted for so long?
Well, here's what I would say. I would say that I think all our moves were made with trying to improve our team. And Taylor was someone that I really enjoyed coaching, and I wish him well. But our moves were made to try and improve our team going forward. And in this league, you have to give sometimes to get. And as you mentioned, we were able to land a right-hand defenseman in Larson, and we're very excited about him. Peter and his staff did a great job of landing Milan Lucic and free agency. We're excited about that. We're excited about the draft picks that have been introduced to the organization. We're about trying to be the best team that we can be, and looking to take a step this year.
Is it theoretical? Is it legit that Connor McDavid could win the Art Ross next year? Do you see that already at 19?
Well, you know, I'd hate to put projection, or for that matter, a ceiling on Connor's potential. Connor, as much as he is a great player, he's a great person, and he's a student of the game who takes his craft very seriously. He works at every little piece of his game. In the off season, he's dedicated himself to being the strongest and quickest that he can be. During the season, he works at little skills that sometimes are subtle and might go unnoticed by the public, but coaches and players certainly notice it. So for me, like his success isn't only measured in points. He has a huge effect on our group in terms of playing the game the right way. And when you see one of the most exciting young players in the world play the game the right way, I think that resonates with the rest of our group.